USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States government's main goal in Afghanistan is to get U.S. citizens out of the country safely. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Sullivan says the government has spoken with almost every American in the Middle Eastern country over the last 48 hours. Sullivan adding there's extra security at the airfield to prevent a potential ISIS attack.
The threat is real. It is acute. It is persistent. And it is something that we are focused on with every tool in our arsenal.
Tropical Storm Henri made landfall in Rhode Island Sunday afternoon. The National Hurricane Center putting its top winds at 60 miles an hour as it came ashore. Heavy rain and dangerous storm surges reported in coastal areas, and thousands have lost power. The storm also spawning numerous tornadoes. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The governor of Texas says he's tested negative for COVID-19 less than a week after disclosing he was positive. Governor Greg Abbott tweeting his bout was brief and mild thanks to his vaccination and that he will continue to remain in quarantine. Abbott's office saying that he had received Regeneron's COVID-19 monoclonal antibody treatment last week. The treatment has been reported to decrease the chances of hospitalization by 70%. A new survey from The Vacationer shows 137 million American adults plan to travel for the Labor Day holiday this year. Despite all that travel, COVID-19 and the Delta variant is either a big concern or a slight concern when people are considering their Labor Day plans. Of those polled, most plan to travel by car and more than half plan to attend a barbecue or cookout. Nearly 25% of those will spend $500 or more on Labor Day travel. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City's first in the nation indoor coronavirus vaccine requirements started on Tuesday. Folks must either display the city or state vaccine phone app or a paper vaccination card when entering indoor dining, entertainment venues, and fitness centers. Businesses face a $1,000 fine for not complying once enforcement of the mandate goes into effect September 13th. Beverly Hallberg is the president of District Media Group. She's also unvaccinated because she has an autoimmune disease and is waiting for more research regarding the vaccine and her disease.
I'll be honest with you, Will. I never wanted to talk about my private health information in such a public way, but I feel like I have no choice, and I want to speak up on behalf of the other unvaccinated Americans out there who have been bullied, frankly. And I just want to be clear. I've been a public proponent of Operation Warp Speed from the beginning. I still am. I eagerly await the data that rolls out. But the CDC's own website said that people who have autoimmune diseases like myself, that the data currently does not show that it is safe for us to get the vaccine. So what am I to do? And on top of that, I'd like to add that I am a survivor of COVID. I have antibodies. So this isn't just a decision for myself. I also am considering the safety of others around me. And I do have a strong immune, natural immunity
right.
In this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.